We're now facing what is increasingly being described as the insider threat. People who don't have a record of criminal activity, you can't necessarily connect them up, you can't necessarily connect them up to a terrorist cell overseas, but they are dedicating themselves within either a government enterprise or a private enterprise to actually do damage and betray their obligations and either reveal information that is sensitive and shouldn't be revealed, or perhaps in some cases actually work to commit acts of violence from within or sabotage critical infrastructure or cyber systems. How do we determine which insiders are a threat? How do we reconfigure our system for clearing people so that we're not simply replaying what we did in the Cold War, but we're looking at how we detect the kinds of insider threats that we face in the 21st century? How do we manage to monitor what goes on in an increasingly complicated world where data moves in all different places so that we can allow people to exchange information but not to download it and send it where it shouldn't be? I would suggest that the insider threat, whether it results in violence or simply in the compromise of sensitive information, is going to be an area of homeland security that's going to require increasing research, not just for the government, but for commercial and private enterprises as well. They're going to be very interested in knowing how they can balance protecting against the threatening insider with continued respect for civil liberties and civil rights.